Hello, I'm Kevin O'Hara, Program Manager on the Microsoft Project Honolulu team. In this video, I will be exploring the Server Overview module, which allows me to easily see the overall status of my managed server. When I connect to a target server, I'll land at this overview page. This page provides a snapshot of the state of the server, including operating system, memory, and disk metric details. I can also take global actions on the target server, like restart or shutdown. Additionally, I can easily see historical server usage data like memory, Ethernet, and disk. If I'm concerned about the performance of my target server, I have the option to turn off disk metrics, which will disable the disk graphs. Within the Edit Computer ID menu, I can edit the computer name, domain, and workgroup configurations of my machine. Note that if I save changes to computer name, I will need to create a new connection to the edited node using the new name from the Honolulu Connections page. Inside the Settings page, I can access my environmental variable and remote desktop options. In the Environmental Variable page, I am able to create, edit, and delete my target server's variables. Switching over to the Remote Desktop page, I'm able to configure whether or not to allow RD connections to the target. If I choose to allow remote connections, I can specify additional requirements for authentication. This concludes our exploration of the Server Overview module, where I can view and update global properties of a target server. If you have any feedback on Project Honolulu, follow the links found in the description to our user voice channel where you can provide us with feedback to improve our product.